There are new laws, and then there are old ones, really old ones, say the Magna Carta. That's the agreement signed in 1215 between King John and rebellious English barons. It mentions things like the right to a trial and the idea that no one is above the law. It's considered one of the most important legal documents in the history of democracy.
There are 17 versions of the Magna Carta. The only one in the U.S. was owned by Ross Perot. It was up for auction tonight at Sotheby's in New York City, where it sold for $21 million. NPR's Margot Adler has this report on the document.
What you notice first is the beautiful chancery script, tiny letters handwritten in Latin on animal skin or vellum. There are some missing words and water stains, but it's in great condition for something more than 700 years old. David Redden, vice chairman of Sotheby's, reads a portion of the Latin.
Nulli vendemus, nulli negabimus, aut differemus rectum vel justiciam. To no one will we sell, to no one will we deny or delay right or justice.
In return for their oath of allegiance, the king ceded to the barons various rights. All kinds of ideas in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution owe a debt to the Magna Carta.
It talks about trial by jury, trial by a jury of one's peers, the right to a speedy trial. But I still believe the most important thing about Magna Carta is its mythic significance. We can point to a time, we can say, this is where freedom and liberty began. This is the antecedent, the progenitor of the great documents of freedom of our country.
There might be a bit of hyperbole here. The ancient Greeks, among others, might protest. But there is truth here as well. Of the other 16 versions written between 1215 and 1297, the largest collection is at Oxford University. Ross Perot and his foundation decided to put their document up for sale, apparently in order to have more money for the foundation's main causes, such as health care for wounded soldiers. The price listed in the auction catalog was $20 to $30 million, but no one really knew what it would go for. When the auction took place, it lasted only a minute and a half.
At $16 million, now bidding at 16, at 16 million, 17 million.
And the Magna Carta went for a little over $21 million. There were worries that it would go to an outside buyer. Robert Baer and Rosie Stubb expressed the opinion of many visitors to Sotheby's today.
It should clearly be in the public domain somehow to inspire people.
In a museum where everybody can have access to it.
And it was a happy ending for all who had those hopes. David Rubenstein, the founder of the private equity firm, the Carlyle Group, is the new owner.
It's a privilege to be an owner of it, but I am really just a temporary custodian of it because it's really a gift to the American people for them to be able to see it.
The Magna Carta will go to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.